Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Nun. We left off on daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. We're a little bit past the Mishnah. We are at Ushmuel Amar. Again, a few lines, about 5 lines past the Mishnah. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Emily Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha LaShalom, also by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, and also by the Shul, the Zecher Nishmas, Mordechai David ben Shmuel Chaim, our good friend, Dovi Herman Zecharon Levracha, whose yahrzeit was this week, his Neshama Shem and Aliyah, he is sorely missed. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we were in the middle of discussing yesterday is we were talking about how to measure exactly the shir ona'ah. The Mishnah was about ona'ah, was about the concept that at least according to the Chachamim, the shir ona'ah is 1/6, but there was machlokas amarayim, 1/6 of what? Is it 1/6 of the price of the item? That is the that's the shita of Rav. Or, like Shmuel says, that is a type of ona'ah, but another type of ona'ah is 1/6 of the money paid that turns out to be the ona'ah. Not the actual price of the item, but how much the person actually paid. So today we're going to start with 3 rayas to the shita of Shmuel, that ona'ah, the 1/6 of ona'ah, can be measured either by the value of the item or by 1/6 of the money paid. Then the Gemara is going to discuss when it comes to mispricing by less than 1/6. So what exactly is the halacha? Can the person demand reimbursement, or is it, or do we just say it's an absolute mechila and everything just goes away when it's less than 1/6? Then the Gemara is going to work out the details on all of these things. When it's exactly 1/6, what's the halacha? Who gets to demand what? When it's more than 1/6, exactly what's the halacha? How much time do you have to be able to figure out that you've been cheated on a pricing? So the Mishnah spoke about when it's exactly 1/6, how much time you have. That was Machlokas Chum and Rabbi Tarfon, that the Chum said you have as much time as it takes to go show it to an expert and come back. And Rabbi Tarfon said that you had all day. But what about when it was when it's a Bittul Mekach situation? What if the mispricing was more than 1/6? Do you also have that same amount of time? Or then, in such cases, do you have a longer amount of time? So the Gemara is going to discuss all of these topics, all of these issues relating to the shir of ona'ah and bittul mekach, and what the halachos are in terms of backing out of such a sale. So I probably stopped one line too early yesterday, because we're at Ushmuel Amar. First of all, that is Beshisa. We're at Ushmuel Amar, which is, about 12 lines, 15 lines from the end of the page. So Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says that even though in the examples given, the ona'ah, when viewed from the perspective of the actual value of the item, we just gave examples where it's not exactly 1/6, the ona'ah is actually 1/5 or 1/7 when viewed from that perspective, still we don't call that bit mechila nor bitul mekach, because ki amrin mechila bitul mekach hecha delekesh sus mishnei tzadim. Shmuel says, I'm only going to call something mechila or bitul mekach when it's not 1/6 of the price of the value of the item, nor 1/6 of the money paid. But as long as it measures as 1/6 from either perspective, either from the perspective of the actual value of the item, or from the perspective of the money paid, that I'm going to call ona'ah. So that is the Shita of Shmuel. The Gemara is now going to bring 3 rayas to Shmuel. There is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim as follows. Shmuel only spoke about the Gemara, when elaborating on Shmuel, only spoke about cases where klape, the value of the mekach, the ona'ah, is more or less than shus, and klape, the money that was paid, it's exactly 1/6. But the Gemara never explains what the Shita of Shmuel is in a case where it doesn't hit 1/6 based on either perspective, but it's in between, meaning in a case where klape one of them, it's less than a shus, and klape the other, it's more than a shus. Meaning, let's say someone sells something worth 60 zuz, so what would be ona'ah if it was worth actually 50 zuz? So based on the price, based on the money paid, that would be off by 1/6. Based on the value of the item, it's off by way more than 1/6. But based on the money paid, that would be 1/6. What if a person didn't pay 50 zuz, he paid 51 one zuz for it. So now what would Shmuel say? So the ona'a in that case is only 9 zuz. So klape, the value, the actual value, the ona'a is less than 1/6. Klape, the actual, the money that was actually paid, the ona'a is more than 1/6. So what would Shmuel say in that case? It doesn't hit 1/6 according to either of them, but it falls right in between. So that's a machlokas rishon. And the Mordechai says that that we assess based on the value of the mekach itself, because that's certainly the ikker, right? That's how Rav views ona'a, and Shmuel agrees that that's also a measuring stick. So we're going to look at the value of the mekach, and only if klape the ma'os we only look at klape the ma'os when it's bidiyuk 1/6. Then we can measure klape the ma'os. But if it's off by anything, then we just ignore the possibility of looking at it from the perspective of the money paid, and we only look at it from the perspective of the value of the item. That's the shita of Tosfos, the way the Marsha understands Tosfos as well. However, the Ritva quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda, no, that according to Shmuel, any time the ona'a is anywhere between 1/6 of the money to 1/6, excuse me, of the mekach, it's considered like ona'a of 1/6. If it's anywhere in between those amounts, then the mekach is going to be kayim, and you're going to be machzir the ona'a. That's how Shmuel is going to view it. So it's all going to be within the realm of ona'a. The Acharon asks the kasha on the Mordechai and on Tosos that the L'chorah makes no sense, right? Meaning you're going to have a situation that according to Shmuel, that's not mistavre at all. That if the lokeach was nis'ane by 1/6 of the money paid, that's going to be ona'a, and the mekach is going to be kayim, and only the mochar only has to return to him. But if the lokech was cheated by a little less than that, just a drop less than that, he wasn't cheated as much, then it's a bitul mekach, and we view it as if that doesn't make any sense, because now I can't look at it from the money paid, I can only look at it from the value of the item. So that's a major kasha, the Acharonim asks on that group of Rishonim, that there's like, it's like a gzeiras hakasav, it's got to be exactly 1/6 of the ma'os, and otherwise I ignore the ma'os entirely. So that's a difficult point within the shita of Shmuel. The Acharonim work on that kasha. But anyway, let's try to bring rayas to the shita of Shmuel. So the Gemara is going to have three rayas. So Tanan, raya number one is Hona, as our Mishnah. Mishnah said, Hona arba kesef, may esrim arba kesef lisela. That Hona is 4 kesef of the 24 kesef that were paid, shus the mekach, which is 1/6 of the mekach. So what does that mean, 4 of the 24? How much did you pay and how much was it worth? So my lav, the zabin, shavi esrim, be esrim rabba, isn't it talking about where you sold a $20 item for $24, and therefore the lokeach was cheated by $4. He was overcharged by $4. So if you're going to measure the ona'a based on the actual value of the item, so the ona'a is way more than 1/6. The actual value of the item is $20. $4 is 1/5 of $20. So it's going to be way more than 1/6. So Shema Minosh, so Smos Nami Shaninu, the Mishnah must be assuming that the way we measure 1/6 can also be based on how much did you pay? You paid $24. 4 of those dollars that you paid were overpriced, were an overcharge. So that's 1/6 of the money that you paid was an overcharge. That's exactly how Shmuel learns you could have a din of ona'a. So says Marlo, that is not the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah is Tezabin Shabi Asrim Arba Be'esrim. No, the case is it was a $24 item. That's the actual price. And you paid $20, which means that the mocher got cheated because you gave him too low a price on the item. So, and that's exactly by 1/6, because the actual value of the item is 24. The mocher was cheated by 4, which is 1/6 of the actual value of the item, not 1/6 of the money paid. So says Gemara, yeah, but then minasana, who is the one being cheated in the Mishnah? It's mocher. It's the mocher that's getting the short end of the stick over here. If that's the case, the Mishnah's trying to draw where the mocher is the one that's being cheated. Ema seifa, you go and you read the seifa of the Mishnah, it says, ad masai mutu lahachzir b'kdishir letagro lekrovo. That Tanakama says, how long do you have to back out on the sale? As much time as it takes to go show it to a relative or to an expert, to a merchant who knows the prices of things. And Rav Nachman says that shear of time that the Mishnah refers to is only when the lokeach was the one that was cheated, because he's the one with the item, so he can go bring it to somebody and ask them what it's actually worth. But if the mocher was the one that was cheated, he could be chozer forever. He could be chozer whenever he wants. So doesn't that imply that the Mishnah is not talking about a case where the mocher was cheated? Because the Mishnah gave me this shear of time of how long you have, when to Kadesh Yir, the Tangar, or the Krovo. But that's only talking about when the Lokeach is cheated. So you have to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Lokeach was cheated, and therefore you have to say that the case was, it was a $20 item that the Lokeach was overcharged $4 on. He was overcharged $24, and it's Taka Raya to Shmuel, that we could measure the 1/6 based on money paid, and not only based on the actual value of the item. So says Gemara, no, Ella, the case is, you're right that it's the Lokeach cheated, but it's he was cheated by 1/6 of the value of the item. The case was the Zab and Shavi Asr Marba, Besram Tmanya. It said it was a $24 item that he was overcharged by $4 and he paid $28 for the item. So it wasn't a $20 item that he paid $24 for. It's a $24 item that he paid $28 for. That's the case. The Pnei Yeshua points out, the Amora that brings a raya to Shmuel from our Mishnah, and said that it's talking about where he sold it for 20 for 24, thought that you can't say that it's talking about 24 for 28 because the lashon is a little bit off, right? Meaning it should have said that hona arba kesef le esrim v'arba'a, but our mission is arba kesef may esrim v'arba'a. So it's more mistaver to say arba kesef may esrim v'arba'a is 4 of the 24 was the amount that you were cheated. If it's 4 on top of the 24, that it was a $24 item, and then you paid 4 extra dollars, it should have been 4 le esrim v'arba'a, to the 24. So that's why we initially assumed that it had to be a 20-24 discrepancy versus a 24-28 discrepancy. But be that as it may, that's the ukimta we make in order that it shouldn't be a raya to Shmuel. So now the Gemara tries to bring another raya to Shmuel, also from our Mishnah, but from the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon. Tanan, it said in our Mishnah, Horu Rabbi Tarfon Belud. Rabbi Tarfon came up with the following psak, that Ona'a Shmona Kesef may esim v'arba'a kesef l'sela shlish l'mekach, that Ona'a is not measured by 1/6, but rather it's measured by 1/3. So my love, what does that mean? Doesn't it mean that you sold a $16 item for $24? So you see that you're measuring the 1/3 based on the price he actually paid. He actually paid $24, and 8 of those dollars were an overcharge. So that's 1/3. If you're going to be measured not by the price paid, but by the value of the item, the value of the item is $16. $8 that he was overcharged is 50%. That's not 1/3. That's 1/2. So isn't this a raya to the shita? To the sheet of Shmuel, Tosov here raises a kasha. He says, I don't understand why the Gemara has to bring this raya. We just brought the raya from the sheet of the Chum. Obviously, you can give the same answer. The only thing that changes between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chumim is what the shir ona'a is. Is whether the shir ona'a is 1/6 or 1/3. Obviously, they each give numbers that correspond to their own shir. But however you understand the Rabbanan's numbers, you'll understand Rabbi Tarfon's numbers. So the answer is going to be obvious. And Tosov doesn't give an answer. He just leaves it as a kasha. Why we view this as a separate raya, that the Gemara brings it as a second raya. So the Gemara rejects it. Lo, dizabin shavi asim varba b'shitzar, that the case is not that you sold a $16 item for $24, but rather it's that you sold a $24 item for $16, and the mocher was the one that was cheated. So says Gemara, yeah, me nesada, but then who's the one that's cheated? Mocher? The Mishnah is setting up cases where the mocher is one that's cheated? Ema sepa, but then it says, amr lehem kol yom mutalachzar, that Rabbi Tarfon said, don't worry, you have all day to back out on it. And Rav Nachman explained that only the lokeach has that day to back out on it, but the mocher has as long as he needs to back out on it, because the mocher doesn't have the item anymore. Meaning, Rav Nachman says that the dinim that are being described in our Mishnah are in a case where the lokeach is the one who was cheated. So how can you say that it's a case where the guy sold a $24 item for $16, and the mocher was cheated. The whole mishnah is being set up as a case where the lokeach was cheated. Ella the zabin shavi esrim arba b'tasim train. So you give the same answer that the case is that it was a $24 item that was sold for $32. So from the perspective of the money paid here, the overcharge was only one quarter. But from the perspective of the value of the item, the ona was one third, and that's the example of ona of one third, and it's therefore not a riot to Shmuel. It's going exactly like Rav that we measure the one third ona based on the value of the item and not based on the money paid. So that's not a riot either. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's try a third raya. Tanya kavasei to Shmuel. We have a brisa that says, like Shmuel, that the shear of 1/6 of ona'a could be, from either perspective, either 1/6 of the money paid or 1/6 of the value of the item, because it says as follows, Misha hutalalav yado alaliona. Whoever was cheated has the upper hand over here in how to proceed. Ketzad, for example, machalo shavach hamisha b'shisha, if someone sells something that was worth $5 for $6, so he overcharged by $1, minasana, so who was cheated? Lokech, it's the lokech that was overcharged, he's the one that was cheated, because he paid 1/6 more than he should have paid for the object. Yad lokech ala eliona, and therefore the din is that the lokech gets the upper hand, and he could choose what to do. What do you mean, what to do? That ratza omer tenli ma'osai, if he wants to be mevatel the mekach, he could say, give me my money back and I'll happily give you your item back. Oh, Tehli Masha Nisani. Or he could say, give me whatever I overpaid for it. I'm keeping the Mekach, and you'll keep the money that corresponding to what it was actually worth, but I want reimbursement on the money that I overpaid. But look at the example that it gave. The example it gave was that it was a $5 item that he paid $6. So the overcharge was 1/6 of the money that he paid. It was not 1/6 of the value of the item. It was 1/5 of the value of the item. So if that's the example we're going to give for ona'a that's pumped 1/6, that's going like Shita Shmuel, that you can measure 1/6 based on the money paid and not just based on the value of the item. We're just going to continue the brisa before we close it up. I mean, that's the raya right there. But then the brisa just continues with another case where machar lo shavashesh b'chamesh, if a person sells a $6 item for $5, so the mocher didn't get as much money as he should have, minasan and mocher, then the mocher is the one that's cheated. So yad mocher al yona, then the mocher gets the upper hand. What does it mean he gets the upper hand? Ratza, if he wants to be mevatel the mekach, omer lo teili mechi, you could say, give me back my object and I'll give you back the paltry sum of money that you paid me for this object, which I really should have deserved more money for. Oh, teili masha nisani. Or you can say, fill in the amount that you still owe me, and then I'm happy to stand by the sale, but you got to pay me the rest of the money. The item was worth more money. Okay, so the real raya again is from the first case of the brisa where he sold something worth 5 for 6, and we said that that's a case of exactly 1/6. What do you mean? That's only a case of exactly 1/6 according to Shmuel. According to Rav, that's bitul mekach. That's 1/5 because it's 1/5 of the actual value of the item. So this is taka raya to Shmuel, and the Gemara doesn't have an answer to that. So it seems that it is a strong raya to Shmuel. That Shita Shmuel stands at the end of the day. So even though the first two rayas we had a way to kvetch out that our mishnah is not necessarily a raya, this brisa at least is a raya to Shmuel. Now we had said that if the ona'a was less than 1/6, so then it's an assumed mechila. So the Gemara discusses until when is that mechila? Is that mechila chal? So ibayilu pachs mishus l'rabbanan liyalter avi mechila. If it's off by less than 1/6, according to the Rabbanah, that the shir ona'a is 1/6, and anything less than that is a mechila. Is it at the moment of sale right away? It's a mechila, and even if the lokeach says, wait a second, I was overcharged by 50 cents or whatever, it's too late. You're automatically mochel. You're not going to be, you know, in a $10 item, you're overcharged 50 cents. It doesn't matter. You're automatically mochel. Oh, b'kteshir l'tagra l'krovo. Or maybe that mechila is only going to be chal once he had enough time to show it l'tagra l'krovo. That since he was not toveh de ona'a, in the amount of time that he could have showed it to someone, he could have said, look at this thing I just bought, I got this price for it, and someone would have told him, you paid a little too much for it. But prior to that time, maybe he could still be toveh the ona'a, even if it's less than 1/6. Vimtim tzilomer, and if you want to bring a raya, that the mechila is chal right away, because if you're going to say that it's only chal b'kedei shir l'tagro l'krovo, after you have enough time to show it to tagro l'krovo, well then ma'ika ben shsus l'pachs mishsus. Meaning, if that were the case, then what is the halachic difference between being overcharged by exactly 1/6 and being overcharged by less than 1/6? If in both cases you have the opportunity to show it to someone who's an expert, and then within that amount of time to go and to ask for the overpayment that you paid for it, and once that time passes, then you're lost. Then that's it. Then that's it. The sale is binding. So isn't that the same? So isn't that therefore a raya that it must be that the mechila is chal miyad? Because if the mechila were on pachas mishsus would be the kedei shir l'tagra l'krovo, then it's exactly the same din as shsus. So it says, well, no, ika. There is a difference between them. Dilu, even if the shir is l'tagra l'krovo, dilu shsus yadal aliona. When you showed it to a tagra l'krovo and it was mispriced by exactly 1/6, you have the upper hand to determine ratza chozer, ratza kona, umachzer ona. That if you want, you can just say, let's be mivatel this whole thing and give me my money back. I'm giving you your item back. Or you can say, give me the amount that I overpaid for it, and I'm keeping the item. But if it was off by less than 1/6, even if he's toveya him within the zman of the tagra krovo, the misana is not able to mivatel the mekach. Kana, the mekach is definitely binding. It's just machzir ona. It's just that the guy has to overpay him the 50 cents that he overcharged him on the $10 item. So therefore we're back to the shaila. Where again the shaila was when I was cheated by less than 1/6. Is the mechila immediate, or do I have kadesh yira l'tagra l'krovo in order for that mechila to happen? And within that time, maybe I'm not mochel. Maybe I'm able to come back and demand the money that I overpaid for it. So Tashema says, well, we'll bring a raya from the Mishnah that Rabbi Tarfon said that the Shir Ono was 1/3. And remember what was the story in the Mishnah? As soon as he said the Shir Ono is 1/3, all the merchants in Lud were overjoyed. And then he said, yeah, but you have all day to discover that Ono'a. And then Chazu L'Divrei Chachamim. Then the merchants were no longer overjoyed, and they went back to the Shita of the Chum that the Shir Ono was 1/6, but the Mis'an only has the amount of time of Kedesh Yir L'Tagra L'Krova. The Lokeach only has a smaller window of time. He doesn't have all day to discover that. He's got to quickly show it to a tagar or to a karov to get it assessed. So the Gemara explains, well, wait a second. Why were they overjoyed at first, and why were they no longer overjoyed? So Savrua, we assumed that pachos mishlish l'Rabbi Tarfon kipachos mishlus l'Rabbanan dami. Now, one thing that's a baseline of our entire analysis right now is that we're assuming whatever the din is when you're cheated by less than 1/6 according to the Rabbanan, Rabbi Tarfon would say the same thing when you're cheated by less than 1/3. I mean, Rabbi Tarfon just moved the shear of ona'a, but all the halachos are the same. That pachos me ona'a is pachos me ona'a, exactly ona'a is exactly ona'a, and more than ona'a is bitul mekach. But he just moved over the shear. But we're assuming whatever the Rabbanan would say when you're cheated by less than 1/6, Rabbi Tarfon would say when you're cheated by less than 1/3. Now let's go to the analysis of the Tagrei Lud. What exactly were they thinking? Well, iam bishlama pachos mishlus the Rabbanan. And again, what was our shaila? Our shaila is when it's pachos mishlus, according to the Rabbanan, is an immediate mechila, or do we say no? You have the amount of time still to show it to somebody to demand your money back. So iam bishlama pachos mishlus the Rabbanan b'kdei shir l'tagra l'krovo. If according to the Rabbanan pachos mishlus still gives you enough time to show it l'tagra l'krovo to demand your money back, so and Rabbi Tarfon kalayom, and Rabbi Tarfon argued on that and said, no, you have all day to show it to somebody to demand your money back, even when it's pachos mishlus mishumachi chazu. I understand why the Tagrei Lud were preferred the Shita of the Chachamim, because initially when Rabbi Tarfon told them that Pachos Mishlish is a Mechila, they were overjoyed, because of 1/6 and more, the Chachamim thought that the Mis'ana is able to be Mevatel the Mechira until he's Yira the Tagar. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, if the Ona'a is less than 1/3, the Mis'ana is not able to be Mevatel the Mekach at all. Only he can only be Toveya, the overpricing. And even that is only for a set amount amount of time. So the Tagri Lud thought that they'll be able to cheat people up until the Shir of Ishlish, and that Mekach will always be binding. Worst comes to worst, they'll have to reimburse the extra money. But that Mekach will always be binding. So they'll keep on trying to cheat people up until 1/3, and then probably a lot of times it will work. But once they heard that, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that the Shir's man is not the Kedei Shir of the Tagar, the Shir's man is Kalayom, so Mela, the Mechila of Ona'a of less than 1/3 is only going to be chal when the whole yom passes. So they saw that they're going to lose more by following Rabbi Tarfon than they'll gain, because if the ona'a was 1/6 or less than 1/6, according to the Chachamim, once the zman of Yira L'Tagar passes, they're not going to be able to be toveya that ona'a. Whereas according to Rabbi Tarfon, they will be able to be toveya that ona'a because they have all day to be toveya that ona'a, and that's why they were closer to the shita of the Chachamim. The Radvaz points out, you know, is all day necessarily a longer time than Kedei Shir L'Tagar L'Krovo? It depends what time of day, right? Meaning all day probably does not mean 24 hours. All day sounds like it means you have until the end of the day. So if they time it right, and if they open up their shops 3 minutes before Shkia, right? And that's when they sell, and that's when they start cheating everybody in the pricing. So all day is actually a cooler for them. It's going to be much quicker than Kedei Shir L'Tagar. So says Rav Raz, yeah, but then there's the sales they do the rest of the day. So for the most part, all day is going to be a longer period of time because Kedei Shir L'Tagar. How long does it take Kedei Shir L'Tagar? 10 minutes, a half hour. So all day is normally longer than that. It's when you're not talking about the sales that are within 3 minutes of Shkia. So says Mar Eli E Amir, but if you're going to say that Pachas Mishsus Rabbanon Li'al Travi Mechila, that according to the Rabbanon, when you're cheated by Pachas Mishsus, we assume that you're mochel immediately, that the Mechila happens immediately, and that there is no amount of time that you have to show it to anybody. Right away there's a mechila. That would mean the Rabbi Tarfon not mean the Altavi mechila. That according to Rabbi Tarfon, if you were cheated by less than 1/3, it's a mechila immediately, and you don't have this amount of time. Well then, am I chazru? Why would the Tagrei Lud ever want to follow the Shita of the Chachamim? Meaning, even though, granted, when it's pumped exactly 1/6, so the Chachamim, the Rabbi Tarfon gives more time for the guy to figure that out than the Chachamim do. Yeah, but if you just cheat by a little less than 1/3, according to Rabbi Tarfon, right? If you just cheat by a little less than 1/3, then it's done. There's an automatic mechila. So of course they're going to be happier about that. Just take the case of 1/6, right? If the person was cheated by exactly 1/6, so what would the Chacham say? So the Chacham say that if he was cheated by exactly 1/6, he has some amount of time to come back and find out about that and demand his money back. And what would Rabbi Tarfon say? Rabbi Tarfon would say, well, if it's less than 1/3, it's miyad, right away. There's a mechila. He has no amount of time, and it's the mechila is chal right away. So of course they're going to want to follow Rabbi Tarfon. Why would they be chozer? Am I chazru? Why would they ever back out from shitas Rabbi Tarfon? But Rabbi Tarfon nichlu tvei. Rabbi Tarfon is much more favorable to them. Demai the rabbanon kamashlu ona'a. The shear that the rabbanon considered to be ona'a, which is exactly 1/6, where the rabbanon say they could demand whatever they overpaid for it. The Rabbi Tarfon avi mechila. According to Rabbi Tarfon, it's an immediate mechila, that there's no there's nothing they could do about that. There's nothing Lokeach could do about that. So the Mishnah wouldn't make sense if you hold that on Pachos Mishsus, it's an immediate mechila. The Mishnah only makes sense if you hold on Pachos Mishir Ona'a, the person also has time to go figure it out. How much time? Machlokas Rabbi Tarfon and Lechavim. What is the Shir Ona'a? Machlokas Rabbi Tarfon and Lechavim. But the Shaila that we had was, when it's less than the Shir Ona'a, does the person have time, or is it an immediate mechila? It doesn't make sense if it's an immediate mechila, because then the whole story with the Tagri Lud not wanting to follow Rabbi Tarfon wouldn't make any sense. So says the Gemara, well, it doesn't make sense if you work with an assumption. The assumption we started this whole analysis with is that whatever the Rabbanan are going to say about an Ona'a of less than 1/6 is what Rabbi Tarfon is going to say about an Ona'a of less than 1/3. Maybe that assumption is faulty. Mi sabret pachs mishus Rabbi Tarfon ki pachs mishus Rabbanan dami. Are you sure that whatever the Rabbanan say about less than 1/6 is going to be what Rabbi Tarfon says about less than 1/3? That just like Pachos Mishlish, according to the Chachamim, is a Mechila, that Rabbi Tarfon is going to say Pachos Mishlish is a Mechila? No, maybe it's not at all the same. Rather, Mishsus V'yad Shlish, the Rabbi Tarfon, Kishsus Atzma, the Rabbanan Dami. Maybe the din of Ona'a that the Rabbanan said is only if you pumped it exactly 1/6, Maybe Rabbi Tachlin says there's a window of Ona'ah, that anything between 1/6 and 1/3, that's all within Ona'ah. I mean, everyone agrees there are three categories. There's a category where it's way off in the pricing, and that's what we call Bitul Mekach. There's a category where it's a tiny mistake, and that's what we call Pachos Me'ona'ah. That's what we call the Mekach is going to be Kayim, or whatever the Halach is going to be. We already saw one Shita, we'll see another Shita. Then there's when it's exactly 1/6, right? When it's exactly a Shir Ona'ah. So the way the Rabbanan learned it is exactly the Shir Ona'ah is only when it's exactly 1/6. Yeah, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, 1/6 of what? But when it's exactly 1/6, whereas the Rabbi Tapra might be saying that there's a window of that middle shear, that there's a range of that middle shear, anywhere between 1/3 and 1/6 is going to be the Ona'ah. So the Ona'ah of 1/6, Bidiyuk, according to the Sheet of the Chachamim, where the one who was cheated has Yadu al Eliona to either be Mvatal Mekach or to be Toveo's his Ona'ah until he shows it to a Tagar, and his Machlokas with the Chachamim is only on in that, according to the Chachamim, Yosef Mishsus is a Bitul Mekach, and he says no, up until 1/3 is still a Shir Ona'ah. So says Mar Iachi, if that's the case, the Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim only argue when it's more than 1/6, well, b'maisam chumayikara, why were the Tagri Lud originally happy when Rabbi Tarfon said that the Ona'ah is a Shir of a Shlish? Any less than a 6th and a 6th, he holds exactly, the Rabbi Tarfon holds exactly like the Chachamim. So it must be that their simcha was when it was more than a 6th, because that's where there's a machlokas. And in order to explain their simcha, tifshot to bitul mekach rabbanon the yalom chozer, then we could be poshet the safek about a din of Ona'ah that's more than 1/6, where the din is bitul mekach. Until when can you be chozer based on a bitul mekach? Maybe this is a raya that you could be chozer forever on a bitul mekach. Meaning, we gave a shir before vach yir letagar. That's when there's Ona'ah. What if it's bitul mekach? What if I overcharge you by double the price? So do you have only kadesh yir letagar, or do you have forever? You can come back to me in 10 years from now and say you charged me double the price, and I'm going to be mevatel the mekach. So maybe we could be poshik from here that it's liolam choser. They could be mevatel the mekach. The kivin damelu Rabbi Tarfon, because once Rabbi Tarfon said that Ona'ah in that window between, in that range between 1/6 and 1/3, is not going to be a bitul mekach liolam. You're not going to have forever. It's havya Ona'ah. It's only going to be a din of Ona'ah, which means the sale is going to be binding only after year of the tagar, that you only have a small amount of time that you can call him out on it, and that you can come back and complain. So some, I understand why they were happy to hear of Rabbi Tarfon's Shita, because according to the Chachamim, if they were cheated by any more than if they do the cheating by any more than 1/6, that lokeach can come back to them at any time. They can come back next week, in a year from now, they can come back at any time, and that wasn't favorable to them. But when Rabbi Tarfon said, you know what, even if you cheat your customers by more than 1/6, as long as you keep it under the 1/3 threshold, they're not going to be able to come back to you forever with tithes. They're only going to have kadesh yir letagar. So you understand, some of you understand that they were happy about that. Ki amar lahu, and you understand why they then later were upset. Ki amar lahu kalayom chazru, when he said no, but the window of time, when there is a window of time, is all day, and it's not kadesh yir letagar. Then they went back to the shita of the chachamim. So now the Gemara explains the isal kadaitov, because if you can assume the bitul mekach l'rabbanan b'kadesh yir letagar l'krovo b'may samchu, because if you can assume that a bitul mekach when it's way overpriced can go forever, and they come back in 10, cannot go forever, and they only have b'kadesh yir letagar l'krovo, why would they have been happy in the first place when Rabbi Tarfon came with his shita? The machlokas is only on the shear between 1/6 and 1/3, and bein l'das chachamim that it's a bitul mekach and they're both able to be chozer, bein l'das Rabbi Tarfon that it's an Ona'ah and only the one that was cheated is able to be chozer. The one that's cheated is able to be chozer ad kadesh yir letagar, and after that it's going to be a mechila, and so the merchants aren't really benefiting anything from Rabbi Tarfon that that he has a bigger shear of ana than the chum have, where the chum would call it bittul mekach. Meaning, if even bittul mekach imposes a window of time, it doesn't really make such enough gemina for the merchants between the sheet of the chum and the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon. Why would they have been so thrilled with the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon in the first place? Even on a bittul mekach, there's that shear, that window of time. So the Gemara is docha this and explains why it is that they were happy. So the Gemara answers, really, you cannot be poshet to suffik. And it could be that bittul mekach, more than a sixth, according to the Chum, you only have ad kedei shiur l'tagar. And even though the machlokes between the Chum and Rabbi Tarfon is that shiur between 1/6 and 1/3, and that you could be chose, and that only works ad shiur l'tagar, it's not a kasha what they were happy about. Samchu b'shus atzma. They were happy in that. Rabbi Tarfon labels anything between 1/6 and 1/3 as ona'a, but when it's exactly 1/6, Rabbi Tarfon holds it has a din of less than 1/6. Meaning, it's not that Rabbi Tarfon says, I agree that 1/6 is ona'a, and I just think 1/6 stretches all the way until 1/3. No, Rabbi Tarfon is saying, I don't think 1/6 is ona'a. I think 1/6 is pachos from the shir ona'a. I think the shir ona'a starts after 1/6. It's from 1/6 to 1/3, but not including 1/6. So whereas the Chachamim view exactly 1/6 as the shir ona'a, Rabbi Tarfon says, no, 1/6 is nothing. That's a shir mechila. That fits in the category of that which you're mochel right away. To the Rabbi Tarfon, mechila, the Rabbanan ona'a. According to Rabbi Tarfon, that's a mechila, and according to the Rabbanan, that's an ona'a. But once Rabbi Tarfon said to them that according to him, the shir's man, that someone who was a victim of ona'a can be chozer, is kolayom, they said, we don't want that, because that's going to be a bigger loss to us than the gain that we have when something is exactly 1/6. So, according to Rabbi Tarfon, we would gain if we cheated someone by exactly 1/6, because the Chum would call that ona'a, and Rabbi Tarfon would say, nah, it's a mechila, don't worry about it, you're fine. But if you're off by even just a little bit, then we lose. Meaning, whenever you hit the shir ona'a, you have all day long to be chozer, according to Rabbi Tarfon. That's going to be a much bigger loss to us than the sheet of the Chum, where you only have kedei shir of the tiger. Period. So now the Gemara had said that ona'a, that's more than a sixth, the Chum hold that it's a bittul mekach. So how long can you be mevatel mekach? Or ibayilu bittul mekach l'rabbanan liyolum chozer odum v'kdei shiur l'tagar l'krova. We raised this a little bit earlier as well. Is this something that you could be chozer forever, or is it only k'dei shiur l'tagar l'krova? V'im t'mitzlam v'kdei shiur l'tagar l'krova. And if you want to say that it's that even on a bittul mekach, it's only k'dei shiur l'tagar l'krova, ma'ika pein shus liyeshal shus. Well, if that's the case, then what's the difference between when you cheat someone by exactly 1/6 and when you cheat them by more than 1/6? So ikadil sus misha nesan chozer vilu v'yisrael sus shneim chozer. Now the nafkamina would be is that if you cheat someone by exactly 1/6, the cheated party is the one that has the right to back out on the deal. Whereas if it's more than 1/6, everybody has the right to back out on the deal. It's a bittul mekach. So my. So what's the achra over here? So Tashma says, well, what we said in the Mishnah, l'divrei chachamim chazu l'divrei chachamim, that the tagrei lud went back to follow the sheet of the Chachamim, that the shir ona'a is 1/6, and the ma'ana cannot be chozer cannot be chozer beyond the time of kedei shiyara l'tagra l'krovo. So why initially were the tagri lud happy, and why did they then change their minds? If you hold that according to the Rabbanan, whenever you're cheated by more than 1/6, you still have only that window of Kadesh Shiar L'Tagar L'Krovo. Rabbi Tarfon, and according to Rabbi Tarfon, who holds that Ona'a is between 1/6 and 1/3, and the cheated party also has that amount of time to be Mvatal the Mekach or to claim his Ona'a back, but it's Kalayom, but that amount of time is not Yar L'Tagar L'Krovo, it's Kalayom, Mishum HaChichazu. I understand that initially they were happy because of the extra amount that was included within the window of Ona'a, that according to the Chachamim, the Mis'ana could be Mvatal the Mekach or Tovea his Ona'a Ad Shiar L'Tagar, and according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's a Mechila right away if it's exactly 1/6. But when they heard that according to Rabbi Tarfon, the Zman Chazara, when you do have a Zman Chazara, is Kalayom, they changed their mind because they're going to lose out on any Onah that's more than precisely 1/6. And according to the Chanun, once the Zman of Kadesh Yara Latagar is going to pass, the Onah would be Nimchal. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, no, the person still has a chance to come back as long as it's still that day. So they realize they're going to lose out. Eliyam Repitul Mekach L'Rabbanu L'Yolam Choser. But if you hold that even after the Zman of Yara Latagar passes, Bitul Mekach can always be Choser. So that which they were overjoyed at first is because of the Revach that they have when it's Onah of more than 1/6, that Rabbi Tarfon would say that after the Zman of Yara Latagar, that Onah is Nimchal. And according to the Chachamim, they could always be Mevatel that Mekach. Amai Chazru, why were they happy to go back to the Chachamim once Rabbi Tarfon revealed that? Because Rabbi Tarfon Nichlu Tvei, they should have been much better off, according to the Rabbi Tarfon, to come Ashulu Onah Kaliyom Vesulo, because he's Koveh the Din of Onah of Yosem Shlush up until the Shlush as a Din of Onah, not a Din of Bitul Mekach. And Mela, the cheated party, can only be Choser Kaliyom, whereas according to the Shita of the Chamim, with such a large Onah, he could be Mevatel the Mekach forever. He can always come back. So it says, well, yeah, but Bitul Mekach Lo Shkiach, to be cheated in that amount is a very uncommon thing. So Amar Rav Hilchza, the Halach is Pachs Mishus Nikna Mekach, when it's the cheated is by less than 1/6, the Mekach is binding. Yes, or Shus Bitul Mekach. After that, it's a Bitul Mekach. Either party can back out. Shus Kona of Umachzer Ona'ah. When it's exactly 1/6, then your Kona and the Ona'ah gets returned. The Zev Zev, Bikdeshir Latagra Lakrovo. And whether it's a 1/6 or whether it's a Bitul Mekach, it's Kedeshir Latagra Lakrovo. Tiny Kavase Drava. We have a Bryce that says just like Rava. Ona'ah Pachs Mishus Nikna Mekach. Yes, or Shus Batul Mekach. Shus kana umachzer ona divrei Rabbi Nasan. If it's exactly 1/6, you kana and you just return the ona according to Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yuda Nasi Omer yad mocher ala eliona, that the seller has the upper hand. Rotsa, if he wants to mevatel the mekach, chomer lo tein li mikhi, he can say, give me back the item I sold to you. Oh, tein li mashe nisani, or give me back that which you cheated me. But both by ona of 1/6, and when it's more than 1/6, the amount of time that you can make this claim is the amount of time that it would take to show to a tagar or to a karav. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up at the two dots on the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Have a great day, everyone.